Hi and welcome to Seek Sustainable Japan podcast. I'm JJ Walsh, your host. In this episode, I had the chance as part of the Minka Summit event 2026 to do a walkthrough Machiya tour with Jeff Berglund in Kyoto before we went out to Hanase Village and started the main event. This year, Jeff Berglund was the keynote speaker, and he has so many wonderful insights about this 150-year-old traditional Japanese house along the famous Kyoto Kamo River.
It's heaven, mm-hmm. So southern skies, mm-hmm. In English called Nandina, or sacred Buddha tree. In the sound, Nanten, can be written as difficulty or calamity or problem, mm-hmm. And ten can be written as to change, to change from one thing to another. Mm-hmm. So it changes problems or difficulties or hardships into good fortune. Mm-hmm. So you'll find this in every garden in Kyoto, mm-hmm. Whether it's a Buddhist garden or it might be very small, might be very large. It has red berries in the fall, but Nanten is everywhere. Sorry, we have three. We have one here, one in. We have two small gardens. One is called Tsuboniwa. Tsubo is the size of two tatami mats. Tatami mats are 180 by 90, so it's 180 square centimeters. No, it's 180 by 180. And that's called Tsuboniwa. And then we have Nakaniwa between the house and the veranda. We have one Nanten in each of those. So we have three Nanten. So they had Kumitori, they would go in, and it was a large thing to hold the
Night soil.
And then they would come in. But they put in pipes at the beginning of Showa, and the pipes were about this long, made of their pottery, mm-hmm. about this round, mm-hmm. and the end is, you know, bigger. Mm-hmm. And they just put them together. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing holding them together. Mm-hmm. So after 80 years, you get like small earthquakes and things. Mm-hmm. They're not straight anymore. Mm-hmm. And then you get blockage. Mm-hmm. So 3 years ago, we had them do the whole rest of the back to the toilet, and then it still was blocked, so this they did just this last week. So you'll find lots of things in a machia where people have, you know, done something new, have to keep it up. Buddha, we have Ganesh, we have the Shisa from Okinawa. That's the old sign for the ryoka. Kichise is the name of the ryoka. This is called Iho. Iho is to protect the house. It's the characters that Japanese wrote before the kanji came in from China. So it predates 1972 on Christmas Day. Tsune ni yorokobe taizu inore subete no koto kansha se. This is my favorite verse from the Bible. Pray, always rejoice, pray unceasingly, and in all things give thanks. It's my collection.
Edo period? Edo period?
Say that
Edo period.
No.
I'm being facetious.
This is a drawing of me done by Clifton. I don't know if anyone knows Clifton Carfield.
Yeah.
He was in Japan for about 60 years. Passed away, but he was one of the top woodblock printers in Japan. This is not woodblock print, he sketched this for me. But this is the same as this. Warao kado ni fuku kitaru. So this is Chinese, so it's the same as English. Subject, verb, object. So the verb is before the object. It's not like Japanese. He translated as, happiness comes to a laughing face. Good fortune comes to a smiling face. Mm-hmm. This is a rubbing of the Oni, called Onigawara. Kawara is rooftop. The Onigawara from Todaiji Temple in Nara. When they put up the new roof tiles in, it's about Showa 54, I think. And I donated some money, and Shimizu Kosho was the head priest. That's not the right word, but he was the head priest then, and he allowed us to make rubbings of the. And this is of the Onigawara that's up there now, before they put it up.
Wow.
And these are Hashiragawara. These are the cornerstone kawara. If you want to just take a look at the tsuburi. Before you come back.
This is a lady palm.
Yes, there you go.
Five separate rivers. And so there were sort of back in Edo. No, back in Heian period. And then in Edo, they started to consolidate and make it bigger. So this is from Edo, the way the Shimizu River is now. And this is called Misosogigawa, beside the river. This was done at the same time. And when you go out again, I suggest walking up to because the emperor lived in Kyoto, and Osaka was known as the breadbasket of the area. All the fruit and vegetables and fish would come into Osaka, and they would come up the Yoda River, then up up to Uji. Then they would come up to Fushimi. Fushimi was called Fushimi Ko. Ko is means port. And then they would change boats to smaller boats, and they would. Kamo River is too shallow to be in the boat, and too deep to be outside the boat pulling it. So Suminokura Ryoi is famous for building canals. Built the canal, which starts, it's about 100 meters up there. Starts up there and goes all the way down to Fushimi.
Is this one from Shiga?
Along both sides, pulling the boats with vegetables and fruit. Fish and stuff in rice, but now there are lots of little bridges all over, so you can't do that anymore. That's what he originally did, and he built a pump. His house is the last one, which is just beside that bridge. He built a big garden. It's really nice, and if you go and eat there, it's not expensive. You can go and see the garden. It's one of the most beautiful gardens. Yes, and. The garden is a national treasure. It's a beautiful garden, really, really nice. And he pumped up the water from Misosogigawa, ran it through his garden to the canal. So that's the water, even now, Kyoto City pays them for their pump and their water. but he got one rock from every 47 prefectures in Japan. So there are lots of different rocks. Just really, if you like rocks. I'm writing a very interesting book. I've written 14 books. It's the first time I've done. I wrote a murder mystery, so I have written fiction. I'm doing nonfiction and fiction together. So, for example, the chapter about Suminokura Ryoi talks about the history of this place, but it's not me writing about it. It's actually it's called Mukunoki, named after the bird Mukudori. It's Mukudori is the main character, and Tanuki. They talk and they tell the history of the area. So it's combining fiction and nonfiction.
That's
mountain is almost covered up. When the river was divided, they would make a pallet about 2 tatami mats. And they would put it into the water, because it's not deep. They would put it into the water. And then they would sit on it with their legs in the water and eat and drink. And that was called kawa doko. Doko means, doko is also pronounced yuka, means floor. So it'd be the floor river. In Edo, they rearranged the river and two samurai fought over, they wanted to be under the bridge because they could start drinking earlier in the day because it wasn't hot under the bridge. And the Edo government put a limit on when they could use these and who could use them. And one woman in Pontocho, she was always asked to deliver food. And she had to, it was hard to climb down to the river. She didn't have like stairs. She had to walk quite a ways to get to where the stairs were. And they would, you know, yell up at her for food. She would take it out. And she had the idea, well, your feet aren't going to be in the river. But because you have this misosogi, this was here already. Because Sumino Kuroyoi had built this to put the water for the canal. So she said you'll be over water, you'll be cool, and she could just bring the food out. So she's the first one who made this kind of yuka, which is called takayukashiki, high up. And Showa, both sides of the river had yuka. No one lives on that side, but they would just build them just for the summer.
Yeah, that's why along Pontocho they always
yes. Okay. But this side, people live. We share the border. Originally, when they built houses in Kyoto, this is Okajima-san's next door, and this was Mimbo-san here. We shared, for example, hashira. They built their wall, and we built our wall on the same hashira. And our roof extended, all of them were together. And it was for earthquakes. Because instead of one house, these were all together. So like if this hashira would go this way, this one would go that way, they wouldn't tip over because they're all connected. But when they tore down the house next door, and he also tore down and built new kind of new part. We had Kyoto City come to check the land, and we found out actually our land only goes to the stone edge. So oh, right. This is actually this is not
legal.
Yeah. But because it's been here since Edo.
that's a lot of back payment. If
yeah. Since it's been here since Edo, they let us keep this.
Kyoto.
June 1st was what's called Yukabira, opening of the. But because of global warming, as a kumiai union, we asked Kyoto City and Kyoto Prefecture to bring it up to May 1st instead of June 1st. So we can put up the yuka after April 15th, between April 15th and April 30th, yeah, put them up. They're doing that today, they're putting up the yuka today. Original style. It's called Watari Roka, hallway between, this is on your land, so if the river floods, this is not going to go. But from here, it would flood. So when you had a big flood, the whole yuka was made of wood, would just float away. It was made to break off from here and float away. But now they use
I-beams,
yeah. Metal, they're made of metal. So we're, I think, one of the only
all wood. So they're actually carpenters doing it. Usually there's a big like crane and all these guys with hard hats and things. We just have carpenters with a cigarette hanging out of their mouth.
So it is you someone go.
And they always fight about what pieces go where. They did a new thing this year. I don't know if you can see, but some of these have screws in them. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
They made, instead of making them all the same size, they made a space between and did the screws on the ones between.
Mm.
Sure. Can you come
on? Oh, yeah. Giant salamander.
Giant salamander. Oh, right under our... We called the police. They called Kittikel City Zoo.
Okay, right.
And
right.
The zoo came out.
Right.
And
yeah, yeah.
And nice. And take it back up to the far right, north where right, it came from.
Right. Yeah, right.
Two mat-sized boards, plywood boards, on each of those. And artists, local artists, as well as artists from all over the world, come and each of them has one space and they spend the day drawing their picture. So we get to watch them.
That's neat.
And people walking by vote.
Oh.
They leave it up for them. And everyone coming by votes. The birds, the bats live under the bridge here. And they come out in the evening and you'll see them darting around eating insects. And then these lights, when they're on, each light will have its own spider making a web. They catch all the insects and they eat it, and the next morning the web is gone because they also eat their own web to put it back inside their body. So they're very cleanly. The middle stairway doesn't have a handrail, so I'm going to take you all the way to the front of the house to take the other stairway. So we're not going to go up the stairway in the middle, and we're going to go up there. Okay? In our room. We sleep in the room next door, which we're not going to show you. But the woman didn't really take good care of this, and this is one of the places where there was a leak in the roof. But look at the size of these. This is one piece of wood. This is the center of the tree. This is at least how wide the tree was. At least this wide. This is not cut this way. It's cut this way. So this is the width of the tree.
What type of wood?
I don't know. This is from Edo. It was a woodblock print. This is a woven piece. I was on a radio program in Tokyo, and they wanted to come down to the Yukas, and they brought this as a present.
Oh, wow.
But there's a saying in Japanese. What do you think this is?
No, I.
What kind?
Freddie Mercury's mustache.
Dragon.
No.
Lizard.
No.
The moon.
No.
No, it's an eye.
It's an eye.
Dolphin.
Whale.
Whale.
So there's a saying in Japanese, me kujira o tatenai, that means don't get angry. Me kujira is like, you know, don't. Don't.
Evil, you know, eye. Evil eye?
Yeah.
But
well
the
eye.
Word, me kujira, kujira can also be whale. Mm-hmm. And me is eye. So you got the eye of the whale. And it says tatenai, tatsu is like you're this way, up. It says you're not supposed to have your eye up like this. You're supposed to have it sideways, which means gentle and peaceful. The first TV program I was on was a program called Sekai Marugoto How Much, which was translated into English as How Much for the Whole World. And it was a program where people with different values would weigh in on what they thought something cost. Mm. For example, the first program I was on, children in Mexico would catch small beetles that were very bright colored. And they would sell them as brooches, living beetles, but they don't move very much. So when you put it on, it would just sit there in this very bright color.
how much for one of these in pesos? Mm. The second problem was, the second question was, 18-hole golf course with a 40-room hotel, a resort, swimming pool, how much? Mm. So it's all kinds of different things. But the first time I was on this program, the man next to me was Tezuka Osamu. Do you know this name?
Oh, yeah. Astro Boy.
Astro Boy. Yeah. So one of the most famous Japanese in the world. And he wrote a letter to me, and he signed the envelope in English, in Romaji, and he signed the letter in with kanji. Mm. So we have... His son visited us and wanted this, but I said, no, I'm not going to give that away. Japan originally took its philosophy from China, and it was called Inyo Gogyo Setsu. There are five basic elements. Wood, ki. Ki wa hi o umu. Wood breeds fire. Hi wa tetsu umu. Fire breeds metal. Metal breeds water. At that time they used metal vessels. And in summer when you had cold water and there would be condensation on the outside. Yeah, right. So they said that metal breeds water. Mm. And then water, in the form of rain, breeds soil. Mm. The rain comes down and makes the soil. Mm. And then the soil makes the wood, the trees. Mm. So you have this cyclical nature. Mm. And from that you get what's called the old calendar, this lunar calendar. So this is lunar calendar for this year right now. But I wanted you to sort of remember two things. One, the Lunar New Year. Japanese people don't know this. Everyone knew it before. The Lunar New Year is the second new moon after the winter solstice. So if there's a new moon the day before the winter solstice, it'll be a very late in February, New Year. Mm-hmm. If the first new moon is the day after the winter solstice, it'll be a very early winter solstice, way up in about January 25th or so, the end of January. And that's one thing I wanted you to remember. And the other is, because they use the moon, and it's not exactly divisible into 365, every 3 or 4 years, they would have to add an extra month.
A month.
So,
not just a day, a whole month.
So, yeah, I don't really have time to show you, but this calendar, this is 2022, which was one of those years. So they have each is first month, second month, third month, fourth month, extra fourth month, fifth month, sixth. So there's extra month called. In Japanese, leap year is called Uru Doshi. Mm. Uru Doshi. This is Uru Zuki. Mm. The Tsuki is extra. Centered on nature. Mm-hmm. The movements of nature. So this is, you can see in the calendar, this is the name of it. Nijushi Sekki, 24 seasonal changes. Shichijuni Ko. 72 small changes. So because you have 24, you have two every month. So that's the purple. Mm. And then you have six every month, which are small changes. It might be something like the day you can see the fish in the river. Mm-hmm. In the winter, the fish are not moving very much, and so you don't see them. And it starts to get warmer, and the fish start to move, and then you see them. So they have this in the calendar. And the calendar was made in the Nara period for Nara, based in Nara, which is like, that's the same as Kyoto. Mm. So it's pretty accurate, the seasonal changes.
Wow.
I've got three things tomorrow. relationship to nature, relationship to time, and relationship to people. Mm-hmm. But the relationship to nature is really important in a machia, any old house.
Mm-hmm.
We did not paint this. This was before we moved in. The walls in this room and the stairway, I did. I had a party, because a lot of Japanese people are never plastered. And it's kind of fun to plaster. So I just made some things out of wood to hold the plaster and got a bunch of trowels and mixed up some plaster, and then everybody drank beer and wine.
Everyone got plastered.
And plastered the wall. There was a large metal plate across the top here. This gnocchi was not, there wasn't, we built this one. But there was just this big, we built this one too. There was just this big plate covering everything, so it was very dark.
Mm-hmm.
So we took out the plate and put in gnocchi and put in a toilet up here. So we, because it's above the other toilet. If you have to use the toilets down there or up here. But that's the tsuboniwa down there.
Mm-hmm.
So the house was built so that in summer, when it's very hot,
mm-hmm.
because under the tatami is wood, very thin wood, which just laid down. It's not nailed down. They just lay it down. Because the tatami disperses the weight of people. Mm-hmm. So that wood doesn't have to do anything except hold the tatami. But then under that is about 60 or 70 centimeters of open space. So the cool air from the river comes under the house, and then this acts as a chimney, and pushes the hot air out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it was originally designed.
Mm-hmm.
But we did all this. We didn't have any original plans, so we don't know what it originally was like.
Mm.
It had a garden. You can see there's a large stone, very large rock. That's the first thing that went into the house before they built the house. Because they can't carry it in later.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that this was a garden. But because this house was built at the end of Edo, they didn't have glass. I've opened five of the glass doors, and I've left three closed because that's a storage area. We lost our storage area because my son put his cafe bar where the two-floor storage area was.
Mm.
That's originally a storage area.
Mm.
So we don't have storage area. But I just put them in what's called Kobukuro, which is a place where you can put them. But they don't open, like now, if they have four sliding doors, they'll have two and two. So these can slide above these, and you can open it like this.
Mm-hmm.
These are all in one line.
Mm-hmm.
This was, they had just two, which is like rattan, to keep out insects.
Yeah.
But it would let in cool air.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the hand blown glass, mm-hmm. like a little bubble. But this is also part of my collection, Taisho area. And because they're old, when we moved in and I bought these, this is called kumihimo, were really old and dirty. But the nice thing about Kyoto is that you have all of the people with the same traditional skills. So you just take the old one and they make exactly the same thing.
That's amazing.
The same thing with these, because this was all originally the same as that over there, the gold.
Mm-hmm.
And these two were quite lots of tears and rips and missing pieces. And there are four there, two here and four there. And The thing about Machi is that Machi is much older than me.
Mm.
So the paper, this paper is older than me. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to keep as much of it as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So we had an artist take off all the paper and then put down the white and use paper that they could still use. It was too hot. But originally, changed to that rattan. In tomorrow when I talk, I'm going to show a little video, and I show the one that I changed it to, so you can see that. But you change for the season, so when it gets to be hot in summer, you change, and then you get breeze through. But now it's too hot, so we have air conditioning. You can see that some of them we glued back together. So we used the original. And the ones that are different color, we added. But we kept the old ones. But the main roof is all new, lighter roof tiles. Mm-hmm. So the earthquake.
Or mushy.
Nice.
Which is the Zen Buddhism believes in the nothingness, nothing, and heart. Mu Xin. And this is written by Shimizu Kosho, the guy who let us make the rubbings from Todaiji. And he also let us do these rubbings. My favorite piece of Japanese art is the lantern in front of Todaiji Temple. So the lantern was made in the Nara period, so it's about more than 1300 years old. And these are rubbings of the real lantern. The lantern in front of Todaiji Temple is a replica. The real lantern is in their museum. But he allowed us to make rubbings of the original. That's why it's cut here. Back in Meiji, it was gold-plated, and a thief thought he could get money for the gold, but it's just gold-plated, so it wasn't much money. But it's thick metal, and he cut this very thick metal. So that one is cut like that. This is Tomioka Tessai. Tessai is very famous for his paintings. The Tomioka Tessai Museum guy came for dinner once, and he wanted me to give him this one because he doesn't have any of Tomioka Tessai's kind of. This was written by Sakuma Shozan, who was one of the leaders in philosophy and thinking during the transition from Edo to Meiji. He was assassinated. The Kyoto City has a plaque across the street that says he had dinner at Ryokan, at Al Ryokan here, and then got on his horse, and Omura Masajiro led the horse down this Kiyomachi Street, the street in front of us, and he was assassinated at Sanjo, which is about 200 meters down, right? So we think...
It might have been this Ryokan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was a ryokan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this would be the one table here. And this is the place where the Maiko danced.
Mm-hmm.
So these would be closed.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would have this kind of, but with candles.
Yes.
Here. And they would play music, and then they would open, and then the Maiko would dance.
Right.
So this is Sakuma Shoza. Mm-hmm. Sakura Umoya. So this is in spring.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Around the time he was assassinated.
Mm-hmm.
This Byobu is during Edo, he was called Katsura Kogoro. Then, after Meiji Ishin, he became a leader in the Meiji government, and his name changed to Kido Takayoshi or Kido Koin. This is Kido Koin after they start Meiji. Did this one. These are all like either I got them or their presents. Because a lot of people now don't have places for them. That was the level of the kitchen. We put in this floor. And this was shoji across here. And this was tatami mats, six mats, very strange shape, but six mats all in a row. So we took out that and put in the floor and took out the shoji and raised it up. But this is the original well. We still use the well water for the bath.
Oh, cool.
We don't, my wife doesn't want to cook with it, even though it's every time we test it, it tests okay to drink. But she thinks the day after they test it, it's going to be bad.
How deep is the well?
We don't use it.
Do you know how deep the well is?
The big one above the garden. Mm-hmm. So lots of light would come naturally. And then this was open because they didn't have glass. Mm-hmm. And you had this pulley. Oh. It's an old pulley still there. They had a pulley with ropes, and it was tied to a piece of wood, sliding wood.
No one.
And when it rained, they would just close the wood. And they did it for all three.
Wow.
I almost could hit my head on it. Mm. But she put a ceiling in here of white board kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of... It was, very, you get claustrophobic. Although it was down, lower, much
like
lower.
Like a drop ceiling almost, or no?
I don't see if you can see the height.
Mm-hmm.
It was up to here. This is the height. It was a regular beam across.
Okay.
Yeah, so we cut it.
Yeah.
And
reinforced
and,
roof.
And covered.
Okay.
Covered it.
Thank you.